This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Democrats are making the most of their television time at their party's national convention. They're getting less coverage than in past years. The commercial broadcast networks are giving only about an hour a night to the speeches. Former Vice President Al Gore was preempted by reality shows, though he turned up on public TV and cable. Bill and Hillary Clinton received wider coverage, and the party is using every moment available to shape the message of its nominee, John Kerry. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports from Boston.
Every element was designed with precision. White and blue placards that read, America's Future. The earnest, not too angry speeches that rarely mention President Bush's name. The selection of songs such as Johnny Be Good for a ticket with two candidates named John. The point is to send a winning message to loyal Democrats and the roughly 20% of voters whose presidential vote might still be influenced.
This is not a place where party brokers get into a room and make decisions about the direction of the party or who the nominee is going to be. That's known long before this.
Rod O'Connor is the chief executive officer of the convention.
As a communications vehicle, which is what the convention's become, we've tried to make it the best communications vehicle it can be.
Next comes the showmanship. Hollywood producer Don Mishner, who produced the closing act at the Salt Lake City Olympics, is the maestro of the music, lighting, entertainment, and the dazzling red, white, and blue balloon drops. He'll get only 3 hours of primetime TV coverage on the major networks, but many cable channels are airing wall-to-wall coverage of Mishner's handiwork.
We're trying to give the country a feeling that we're reaching out to them. And if you guys see this big screen up here, which is 90 feet wide and 18 feet high, each night we're going to be connecting different locations in America to the convention.
While polls show an unusually large number of Americans have already made up their minds for November, convention planners are betting that many people are only now starting to pay attention. Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Ed Rendell.
The Edwards speech and the Kerry speech are almost going to be like a first date to the American people. And they've got to convince the American people what their character is, what their values are, and most importantly, what they want to do for America.
The bottom line for the success of the convention is whether a clear message gets through. Tad Devine, a senior advisor to John Kerry, has the intended message down cold.
John Kerry and John Edwards' leadership will make America stronger at home and respected in the world.
The message is crafted to reach the ears of voters in critical swing states, such as Ohio and Florida, where the presidential election is likely to be decided.
These swing voters are different people in different places. You know, a swing voter in Ohio may be interested in different issues than a swing voter in Florida. In Ohio, job loss may be top of mind for people. That state's lost 267,000 jobs since George Bush is president. In Florida, wage loss is more of an issue and more of a concern.
One measure of the convention's success will be the so-called bounce in the national polls that John Kerry gets after the convention. Former President Bill Clinton set the modern record by getting a 16-point bounce following his 1992 convention in New York. Tad Devine is reluctant to predict the actual bounce that the convention will produce for the Democratic ticket.
Right now, today, John Kerry is stronger than any challenger to an incumbent elected president going into that challenger's convention than anyone has been in 50 years.
The hour that will most decide the extent of that bounce, political strategists agree, comes at 10 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, when Senator Kerry will give a speech accepting his party's nomination. Stuart Rothenberg is an independent political analyst.
If they see things that are dissonant, that strike them as off-note, if this convention becomes too angry, too petty, too anti-Bush, too personal, that would be bad. If they hit the notes perfectly, viewers, listeners, and readers come away from this with a generally more upbeat, positive view of the Democratic Party. And if so, down the road, that helps Kerry. I'm not sure it fundamentally changes the race.
To clear the way for a positive message, this convention must also be an exercise in political restraint. Organizers are screening speeches and spreading the word to rein in Democrats' passionate anger at President Bush on Iraq and other subjects. Party officials hope to use the convention to give voters a reason to feel good about John Kerry and go beyond bashing President Bush. Juan Williams, NPR News, Boston.